Good afternoon, what is your, good afternoon, sir, what is your name?
Good afternoon, Travis Matthew Champlin.
It's a revocation.
Who's gonna go in, what's his name?
Champagne.
It's H-A-M-P-I-N-E.
Oh, no, I'm on, pardon me. I didn't know if that was the last name.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Karanis will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Okay.
Sir, can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
Can you state your name and ADC number for the record?
Travis Matthew Champlin, ADC 282472.
Thank you, sir, and good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me clearly?
Yes, sir.
You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding your community supervision. This hearing is regarding the two alleged violations listed on your warrant of arrest. You should have been given a full notifying of this hearing at least 5 days ago. I see that you signed that form on March 28, 2018. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, sir.
That form listed your hearing rights. One of those rights is that you could hire at your expense in order to represent you. Seeing no attorney with you, are you representing yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. I would like to introduce you to the members of the board conducting the hearing with you today. They are, as you can see on your video conference screen, beginning with me because I'm the individual sitting closest to you. My name is Louis Quinones. I'll be serving as the panel chairman. After me is the Honorable Mr. David Neal. At the center of the bench is our esteemed board chairman, Dr. C.T. Wright. After him is the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, and at the opposite end of the bench is the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson. Also in the room is our community corrections officer, Mr. Westby, and he'll be representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer. Before we get started, I need to swear you in. So, Mr. Champagne and Mr. Westby, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or so you affirm? Mr. Champagne?
I do, and at this time, the department requests to make an amendment to page 1 of the warrant. There are two typos. The one is in the second violation, condition number 12.
Yes, sir.
The date that says in writing, and it looks like there is a typo there with the forward slash. It should be February 1st, 2018.
Yes, sir.
And the second typo is at the bottom of the exhibit section for laboratory report should be March
7th, 2018. Thank you, sir. Okay, back to you, Mr. Champagne, just 1 second. This hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will be to determine if you violated the conditions of community supervision, with phase two deciding if your supervision should be continued or revoked. When I read the two allegations to you, you need to respond whether they are true or false. If you believe an allegation is false, the board will take further testimony from the Department of Corrections, and then we can talk about it. But keep in mind the board members will make the final determination whether or not you violated your conditions. Do you understand what I just explained to you?
Yes, sir.
I'll begin phase one by reading from the warrant of arrest. According to the warrant, you violated the conditions of supervision and have lapsed or probably about to lapse in your criminal ways or company as follows. Allegation number one, violation of condition number 7, is demonstrated by use of methamphetamine on about March 2nd, 2018, for the task GCMS lab report dated March 7, 2018. Mr. Champagne, is this true or false?
That's true.
Thank you, sir. And allegation number two, violation of condition number 12, is demonstrated by your failure to successfully complete the Maricopa Reentry Center ITH program as directed verbally and in writing on February 1st, 2018. Mr. Champagne, is this true or false?
This is true.
Thank you, sir. Based on Mr. Champagne's admission, I move to find him delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and that he may have or have lapsed in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agree.
Seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed upon by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Mr. Neal. Just give me 1 second, sir, to check a few boxes, and then we will continue. Okay, we're going to continue with the second phase of this hearing. Mr. Champagne, it is during this phase the board will determine whether or not your supervision should be continued or revoked. But before we move on, please stand by, as Mr. Westby, our community corrections officer, is going to give us additional background information. If you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly for questions, and you'll be able to speak to the board in detail. Thank you, sir.
On April 10th, 2017, Mr. Champagne was released from DOC. He was arrested March 6, 2018 by DOC staff, noting charges. He was back in DOC custody that same day with a projected CACD of May 22nd, 2018, 0 abscondes. Current conviction, 2013, narcotic drug violation, 5 years. Also in 2013, burglary, first degree, 3.5 years. There are no prior convictions. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. His disciplinary violations are minimal with drugs noted. Other arrest, 2006, burglary third degree, Arizona, juvenile probation. 2012, burglary first degree, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2013, drug paraphernalia, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G3B3.
Thank you, Mr. Westby. Back to you, Mr. Champagne. I want to make a quick review of the case supervision summary. It looks like that you're released from the Department of Corrections to reside with a friend on Ontario, located at 1411 East Chipman Road, Phoenix, Arizona. On October 12, 2017, CCO Wellness found out from sponsor that you were asked to leave and had not been at your approved residence for a month. She stated that you were hardly there. On October 13, 2017, you were approved to reside with a friend, Tonya Brown, at 3102 East Chipman Road in Phoenix. On February 1st, 2018, you were placed in an inpatient treatment program at Maricopa Reentry Center at 24601 North 29th Avenue in Phoenix. You were discharged on March 5th, 2018 for a positive urine sample. You have employment notes that you reported working at Peddler's Son, located at 3235 East Jackson. You worked there until January 2018. Mr. Champagne, is that the only place you worked?
Yes, sir.
Well, we certainly commend you for being gainful through January. I think you were off for another couple months, so what were you doing in that time after January?
Well, I worked a temp agency for a couple of little jobs, and then I got put in that reentry center in the beginning of February.
Okay. Pardon me, I forgot about the reentry center, and I assumed that when you were in the reentry center, you had you were confined to the facility?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Programming notes. In April, referred to Sage Counseling for treatment. April, your intake was complete with Sage, and you were assigned a case manager. You attended substance abuse treatment twice a week with one-on-ones with your case manager, etc. Successfully completed Sage in July 2017. In October, referred to Terrell's for relapse prevention. It was not confirmed until December 2017 that you're enrolled in attending, it says mental health, but I think that that was mental health, and substance abuse treatment on Monday and Wednesdays on January 22nd, 2018. You were discharged from the program for excessive absences. February, you were placed in the Maricopa Reentry Center's 30-day ITH program for inpatient substance abuse treatment. And on February 5th, 2018, you're discharged for testing positive for methamphetamine while in the program. So was the methamphetamine used while you were inside the program, sir?
Yes, sir.
Also notes that you were assigned a task to random color code your analysis with a color gray. Some negative tests, which we commend you for. Then there was a failure to provide a urine sample. October 13, 2017, positive for methamphetamine and opiates. Another failure to provide sample. failures to provide. Some more negatives, and then on March 1st, 2018, positive for amphetamine. Results came back on 3/17/2018. In October 2017, you were brought to South Mount Parole Office to address failure to provide urine sample without permission. Sorry, we got quite a few notes here. December 2017, reported to South Mount Parole Office to address failure to provide a urine sample. Once again, you admitted that you were using heroin and did not want parole to have a record of your positive urine sample. CCO Rhonda staffed with the situation. It was agreed that you would continue to offender treatment with Taros. And there's some more notes here, but ultimately you were sanctioned to MRC for 30 days. So I'll just begin by asking, how long have you been sober since you've returned to the correction system?
This whole time I've been sober since I got released from the MRC program.
And have you had an ongoing problem with methamphetamine? I think there was some reference to heroin too. For how long have you had drug issues?
Since about 21.
And was the MRC program helping you at all? I recognize that you had a relapse that resulted in you being violated, but were you getting any help out of these treatment programs?
Oh, absolutely. They showed me a lot of tools that are very useful that I didn't think about on my own, you know?
This is a hard question, but I'm going to ask you to be honest with yourself. You said that you haven't used drugs since you've returned to the Department of Corrections. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
How do you feel since you have been off drugs?
A lot better, healthier.
Do you think it's sobriety is a path that you're ready for right now? Because we see a lot of cases, and there's a lot of people that really struggle, especially when it comes to heroin and methamphetamine. So where are you at now? What's your plan?
Well, my plan is to find some meetings to attend and start going back to church and find a good job and just be with my family.
I'm going to ask my fellow board members if they have any questions for you. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Champion, we're getting close to the end of your hearing. Is there a final statement you would like to make to the board before we go into discussion? We only ask that you don't repeat anything that you've already told us, but this is your hearing, so is there anything else you wish to share?
No, sir.
Well, thank you for being so pleasant with the board. The board will be going into discussion now. It may sound like we're speaking with you directly, but it is the board discussing the case amongst itself before we come to our individual votes. So if you'll just remain on the phone, we'll come back to you shortly with our decision. Okay, sir?
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Champion.
Thank you.
The board is now in discussion. Fellow board members, I think I can keep this short. Mr. Champion appears to have just about exactly 1 month left of incarceration before he's eligible to return to the community. And with his sobriety being so recent, I think he might be best served to just take advantage of these last weeks to concentrate on his sobriety, his plan for staying off of drugs, God willing, and for his and some time to prepare to return to the community. It's unfortunate that so many struggle in getting off hard drugs, but I think Mr. Champagne's a young person with a lot of life ahead of him, and I hope that he's really seeing right now that it's time to turn that corner. But that's where I'll begin the discussion. Okay, hearing no further discussion, I'm going to go ahead and make a motion and see where the votes land, and that is based on the information provided to us in warrant number 2018-W0665. Our discussion with Mr. Champagne, as well as information provided by the Department of Corrections. I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Champagne was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in a criminal relationship with company, in as much that he relapsed into the use of methamphetamine and failed to complete the Maricopa Reentry Center, and that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
All those seconded by Mr. Neal, reappointed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Johnson, and Ms. Rittenhouse. Mr. Champagne, your supervision has been revoked and you'll be released on or about May 22nd, 2018. That's just a matter of days away. Again, if you heard the discussion, we encourage you to put together a plan for your safe return to the community. I sincerely hope that you're ready to pursue the path of sobriety. And we really hope to see you succeed out there. This hearing is concluded. No further discussion may take place, and we'd appreciate it if you give the phone to your CO3. Thank you, Mr. Champagne.
Thank you.